The boiler room at Air Station Sitka is warm and noisy when U.S. Senator Mark Begich walks in. Commander Ward Sandlin, the commanding officer at the air station, leads Begich over to one of two boilers.
Chris, can we crack one of these open? I tell you, Senator, have you seen one of these on the other side before?
Oh, yeah.
Coast Guard Chief Warrant Officer Chris Reeves puts on some safety gloves, walks up to the boiler, and opens a heavy metal door only slightly larger than a microwave. Begich takes a step back as a bright orange glow pours into the room, followed by a wave of searing heat.
To believe in the old days, we'd throw a log on the fire. I think that was, but now,
yeah, now
compress the log and you'll use less.
No, it's amazing.
For as long as Coast Guard Air Station Sitka has existed, it has been heated by oil. But starting November 1st, the air station will switch over to wood pellet heat. And aside from one small housing unit in Maine, it is the first Coast Guard base in the country to use pellets.
Biomass is a new thing for the Coast Guard.
That's Bob Deering.
Yeah, the new title is Southeast Alaska Biomass Roadmap Coordinator. It's a mouthful.
Basically, he's a Coast Guard employee who is on loan to the Forest Service for 1 year to figure out how to get energy from biomass in Southeast Alaska. Moving Air Station Sitka to wood pellets is a good first step, but the pellets themselves are coming from British Columbia. Deering says having a pellet mill somewhere in Southeast probably won't happen without 8 or 9 similar projects.
Demand has to lead supply. Nobody's going to invest in a pellet mill or the infrastructure necessary for bringing on this energy source in the region without already having a demand to sell their product to.
But Deering says even with getting pellets from BC or the lower 48, the project is still cost-effective. Here's how. For heating oil, the Coast Guard pays upward of $4 a gallon, and Air Station Sitka was using 85,000 gallons per year. That's at least $340,000 every year just for heat. But with wood pellets, the Coast Guard pays $338 a ton and expects to use about 800 tons a year. That works out to just over $270,000. So, what does all of that mean? Well, by switching to wood pellets, Air Station Sitka has knocked at least 20% off of its heating costs. But it's not flawless. The new boilers will require about 4 hours of maintenance a month compared to the 4 hours every year needed with oil heat. And on this day, when the boiler turns on, the conference room and hallways at the air station start to smell a little like a campfire.
Yeah, we're still working out a few minor bugs on the project, but that's to be expected. I'm pretty confident that this is going to work well for Sitka, and I'm quite confident that Kodiak is an excellent candidate for biomass as well. It's just going to take a while for everybody to become, all the decision makers within the agency to become comfortable with that.
And that leads us back to Senator Begich.
It's impressive. They've done a great job. They've made it a simple project in a sense of how to manage it versus something very complex, which is critical for its long-term ability to be replicated throughout other bases.
Begich would like to see the Coast Guard base in Kodiak convert just one of its boilers to woody biomass, probably a little faster than the Defense Department would like to see it happen.
You know, government is so risk-adverse that they'd rather study things until the answer is no, so they don't have to do it. And I think what we're finding in Kodiak is they want to wait a longer period of time, a 3-year potential study period, which really, when you look at Kodiak and it's a payoff in 3 years, in a sense of how it pays for itself, why don't we just wait maybe a little while here, then ratchet up Kodiak because the risk is limited.
Begich says when he goes back to Washington, D.C., he plans to talk to the Coast Guard about what he saw in Sitka and will urge them to accelerate the project in Kodiak. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.